This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Dylan Music. Any day now, the Army hopes to resume burning on the former Fort Ord. It's part of the sometimes dangerous cleanup process which began when the Army base closed more than 20 years ago. KAZU's Krista Almanzon took a rare trip into the burn area to find out what happens after the smoke clears.
Team 4, BRAC 2, I'm approaching your location.
Roger, come on in.
Lyle Shurtloff pulls his SUV to a stop on a road in the impact area of the former Fort Ord. It's where, for nearly 80 years, soldiers trained with bullets, bombs, and hand grenades, just to name a few of the munitions that could still be out here. Shurtloff is the munitions response manager for the Fort Ord environmental cleanup.
This was probably downrange from an anti-tank target. There were old Silhouette tanks up in this area and up over on the east side that they probably fired at.
When explosives didn't work in the impact area and leaving them behind wouldn't interfere with future training, that's exactly what the soldiers did. They left things where they fell. That wasn't a problem until the base closed back in 1994 and plans for this land changed. This former 6,500-acre training ground is now part of the Fort Ord National Monument, though this part of the monument is closed to pretty much everyone.
Let's go talk to the team. This is unusual for me, too. I'm not authorized to get this close when they're working.
We walk down the road alongside a piece of land that's already been cleared by one of the Army's prescribed burns. The fires removed decades of vegetation growth so that unexploded ordnance or UXO teams can come in and find what was left behind. Seven men are out in the field. They're one of several UXO teams working in the impact area. Team lead Dan Rivera walks up in a t-shirt, cargo pants, and a fluorescent vest.
You might as well be comfortable what you're doing, so... No, we don't wear the bomb suits.
Most of what they find, they can just pick up and move to a secure collection point where they later blow everything up at the same time. But every now and then, they do find something even they shouldn't touch.
That's called a BIP.
A BIP for blow it in place.
What happens is we get everybody out of the area and then we get rid of it right away. So it's not a hazard to anybody.
Finding what the Army left behind is meticulous work. Rivera points out wooden stakes in the field that create 100 by 100 foot grids. His team walks down the lanes with metal detectors and clears the surface of the ground one square foot at a time.
You can see our lines laying out the way that they're laid out. We got one man in each line. He works his way up, sweeping his machine 100%, comes back, and then moves on to the next lane. Once that grid is cleared, I sign off on it, and we move to the next grid. And so on and so on.
About half of the impact area has been burned and then cleared by UXO teams. Usually, the cleanup happens in that order, but this year is different. The near 500 acres the Army hopes to burn has already been cleared by the UXO teams because what they found there simply wasn't safe to burn first. Again, Lyle Shurtloff.
Really big bombs, the biggest that the Army would fire from a cannon. It has a large area where it throws hazardous fragments, and that's what makes it dangerous.
He's back at the office sitting at a table with Chris Dumich, the prescribed burn manager.
There's no guarantee that we're going to burn anything until the morning of the burn.
That's because they're waiting for the perfect weather conditions, which could happen any day now.
We're looking for a clear day. We're looking for a relatively warm day. We're looking for no winds. And around here, you know that it's not too often.
Between waiting on perfect weather and the square foot by square foot clearance the UXO teams must do in the impact area, it's difficult for Dumich to pinpoint when they'll be done.
Considering everything, we say about 8 to 10 years to finish up what we're doing. But, you know, that could be 5 years, that could be 15 years.
Then the land will be turned over to the Bureau of Land Management as part of the Fort Ord National Monument. Details of public access are still being ironed out. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.